Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Success, wrote J. Robert Oppenheimer, has as many different meanings as there are human beings. Each man, he said, must define it for himself, and succeeds or fails only in respect to his own definition. Now, according to the standards of most people, Oppenheimer was a very successful person. He was born in New York City on April 22, 1904. He was the son of an immigrant German textile merchant. His brilliant mind won him a scholarship to Harvard. And 3 years later, he completed work on a 4-year degree and graduated with top honors. After a year's graduate study at Cambridge, he went to Göttingen University, where he received his Ph.D. Oppenheimer was brilliant. His grasp of physics soon won him renowned as one of the most outstanding physicists of our time. During World War II, he was director of the Los Alamos Project, which produced the atomic bomb. Hence, his name has gone down in the history books with the dubious distinction of being the father of the atomic bomb. In 1963, the Atomic Energy Commission gave him its highest honor, the $50,000 Enrico Fermi Award, presented personally by the President of the United States. The last few years of his life were spent at Princeton, where Oppenheimer served as director of Princeton's Institute of Advanced Study. In February 1967, cancer claimed the life of the eminent scientist, and from around the world, tributes poured in. He was one of the few men whose genius was recognized by his contemporaries in his time. But how did Oppenheimer view his own career? 1 year before his death, he said, "I am a complete failure." His greatest accomplishments didn't spell success in the terms he wanted. Of his achievements, he wrote, "They leave on the tongue only the taste of ashes." What bothered him? The destructive powers of the A-bomb always laid heavily on his heart. The scientist used to quote a Hindu writing which said, "I am become death, the shatterer of worlds." After the A-bomb was dropped, he said, "Men of our times will never have a sense of security again." It is strange that a man with such genius should view his life as a failure. Undoubtedly, his words are true. Success has as many different meanings as there are human beings. Friend, how would you describe your life in relationship to his concept of success? He demonstrated there is more to success than seeing your name written on the page of the history book. John Foster Dulles, a former U.S. Secretary of State, once said, "The measure of success is not whether you have a tough problem to deal with, but whether it is the same problem you had last year." Success is more than accomplishment. It is what you really are. In the final analysis, success is seeking and finding the will of God for your life and then doing it. Should you give a personal account of your life in the presence of God today, would you think of yourself as a success? I mean, in terms of what really counts? You can find God's will for your life if you seek it. Christ came to give us purpose in life. Dr. Charles Malloch put it, "Success is neither fame nor wealth nor power. It is seeking and knowing and loving and obeying God. If you seek, you will find, and if you find, you will love, and if you love, you will obey."
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.